Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Germany's support to include the chapter on the consignment bill, we think that it is simply an option for the parties to go that way if they find it useful for their business. Yeah, we are providing some kind of infrastructure, legal infrastructure here, and it's then up to the parties to decide whether they want to use it or not. It's their choice. And in order to, yeah, stick to that principle, I think it's very important to highlight that the consignment bill comes into play only if the parties to the contract of carriage agree that there should be a consignment bill. So if they want to continue their business in the way they know it from OTIF and SMGS, from applying CIM and SMGS, they can do so, but if they want to go further, they can also do so. So effectively, it would mean that by including this chapter, we would open to the parties the same legal tools that are already available in the maritime trade. In the maritime trade, you have the bill of lading, which would be similar to the consignment bill, and you have the seaway bill, which would be equivalent to the consignment note. I hear that both types are in use in certain regions of the world. In some parts of the world, people in the maritime trade used to use the bill of lading, the negotiable document, and in some parts of the world, businesses tend to use the seaway bill. So we would have then the same situation for you could say transport of goods by rail, which is often seen as a substitute. For example, if you consider contracts like, as Mr. Freiser said, from Paris to Peking, the railway is seen as a substitute for maritime. And so, yeah, it seems reasonable to us then to offer the same legal tools for that replacement service, you could say. Thank you.